Surprises. We're all interested in surprises, and we have surprises often in our life. But what is a surprise? A surprise is when a new package comes. Today we received a number of packages from Dell. We bought a couple of portable computers and various other pieces of equipment from them. And we haven't opened them yet, so we're still eagerly looking to see what's in those boxes. We opened one of the boxes, which was a router, and it was a router for broadline, and we need a router for satellite, so we have to send those back. But that's right. We opened another box, and we were thinking, what would that have in it? Well, it had a bunch of discs of, what do they call these here? These are CDR discs, 80 minutes, 700 megabytes. So those are very handy. I think they come to about 50 cents each, 48 cents each, which is pretty nice. It's cheaper than we had the floppies and other things in the past. So actually we can do a lot more with this, although the floppies you could use again and again and again. These you can use once, but that's all right. We've never really used the floppies too often anyhow. We put stuff on it and just stuck it away in a file. So, but this is a surprise. Now we're looking at these two big boxes over here that are supposed to have little portable computers in them and laptops. And why in the world do they get such big boxes there? What all do they have in there? So we're going to open them soon, and we're going to see what is in there. We're going to say to ourselves, well, that's what's taking all that room. They wanted to make sure that they were packed right so that they wouldn't get bumped if they got shook up or anything. They had natural just flow. They gave tests to computers, portable computers. Portable computers are given some very rugged tests. You drop them, and they're in a fire and water and all the possible things that could happen to a portable computer, they do to computers to check them out and to see how they rank and if they still function after going through such a miserable handling. And then they write them up in the PC magazine, and they tell you how they fared. And it's surprising how some of the computers, the cheap ones, really the cheap ones, they fared so beautifully. They just stood up like nobody's business to all of the rough handling and the wire, the fire and the water and dirt and dropping, and it's amazing. You see, our life is really filled with surprises. We think you must buy the most expensive thing to have it stand up. And really, the most expensive thing oftentimes is made so fine, like a Jaguar. It is made so finely tuned, so finely cared for, that you have to have it in the garage every couple of weeks to have it retuned, because if it goes over any rugged, bumpy roads, it gets shaken out of kilter. And this is what happens with you have a very finely, highly tuned computer, a portable computer. Now, the portable computers of years ago, They were pretty sturdy. They were planned to be carried around. But when the boss had a computer, or when it was a very expensive portable computer, it was always made with a lot of special little things to it, making it more expensive. And at the same thing, it was like a Jaguar. It was very sensitive, very sensitive. Now, there's nothing wrong with a Jaguar. A Jaguar is a pretty wonderful car. But it is not a car for everyday driving. It is not a car that you would take around and drive over a hill with, or you drive over the country road. I always owned cars that were good cars. I had Mercedes 450 SL, beautiful convertible jobs a couple of times, and a couple of Lincoln Continentals convertibles with Mercury convertibles. I love convertibles, you know. And so wherever I had them, I drove them not like sports cars only. I drove them like cars to do anything I want. I wanted to move a desk in one of my offices one time. And so I put the top down on my Lincoln Continental and put some blankets over it and set a couple of at my great big desk on it that stuck out on each side a couple of feet, and drove from where I got the desk to my office. And people looked at me and thought, Mark, God, that guy is using that beautiful Lincoln Continental convertible for hauling furniture. You could certainly rent a truck or something like that for that. But I had the convertible, and it was supposed to be able to do all these things I wanted it to do. And it did it, and it did it very well. And it didn't hurt the car one tiny little bit, because I was very careful not to scratch it as I moved the furniture off it. And the furniture was not pressing down on any of the levers or on any of the top parts, because it was the solid part of the car that it was touching on. And, of course, I had it well padded with blankets and so forth. But people are so worried, you know, oh, my God, that's my terribly, terribly expensive car. And in the process, they never get to use it. They're afraid to use it. They're afraid that the car, my Mercedes that I had, the 450 SLs, I would drive them everywhere. I drove them through the blizzards, through the snowstorms, through the snowstorms up in Minneapolis and Duluth. And I would drive behind big trucks, because the big trucks would keep the way open in front of me. And I could make sure that the road was packed down well enough for me to come through. Boy, they got some good blizzards up there in Minnesota. And I had a church in Minneapolis, and I had a church in Duluth. And I had to go between the two towns every week, because the church that I had on Friday nights and Saturday in Duluth, and then on Sunday, I would be in Minneapolis at Long Lake on Lake Minnetonka, and the rest of the week I'd be there in Long Lake doing the radio shows, the television shows, and all the other programs that we had going, plus the church services and the counseling. It was quite a busy schedule, and I loved it, thoroughly loved it. But I was here and there and everywhere. And I bought a GMC motorhome, beautiful 32-footer, I think it was, and I drove that back and forth, and it was like having my little house right with me. Everything I needed, it was right there with me. When I was in Duluth, I didn't have to stay in a hotel anymore. I didn't have to stay at people's homes. I didn't have to not have my things available to me. My typewriter was right there, sort of screwed onto the table in the GMC and everything. And I just was, and I could entertain there. We had classes in there, some small classes with about 8 or 10 people. And it was just terrific. But it was a surprise. People say, oh, my goodness sakes, you're driving this motorhome, you're using it for classes, and you're going up here for this church and down there for that church. How can you afford that? Well, it was always affordable. Everything, because I had a choice to do it, it worked out. But you see, those are the little surprises that make life worthwhile. They make life a lot of fun. And always enter into it. Never have anything in your life that you're afraid to use. Never have anything in your ownership that you're afraid is going to be damaged or stolen. Oh, my goodness. Stolen. I have been with so many people who were so frightened of having their car stolen. They'd have these special gadgets put in them, and they were afraid of having their house robbed, and they would have special double, triple, double, quadruple locks on them, and buzzers and sounds. And their houses were robbed, and their cars were stolen, and all of the things that they feared came upon them. And I told them, that's exactly what the Bible says, that what you fear comes upon you. And so don't fear these things. Don't empower these things. Just know that the lovely surprise is that everything that is yours, and it's yours to be enjoyed for as long as you choose to enjoy it. And when you release it, then it's gone. I released my beautiful Mercedes 450 SL one time in favor of the GMC. I didn't really need two vehicles. I was just one person. And so I released the car, and I was going to turn it in, and I had my GMC. And I was up north in Superior, Wisconsin, visiting some friends, and I pulled into their driveway, and all of a sudden the car started on fire between the firewall and the dashboard, and I couldn't get in there and do anything about it. I took the dogs out of the car, and I took the things out of the car, unloaded everything next to the car, and people were gathered around in the deep snow drifts watching, and they were saying, whose car is that, you know? And they would say, that's his. And I'd be crying my eyes out, that beautiful car. And it was a beautiful car. Every Mercedes 450 SL that I had was a beautiful car. And this was a lovely blue. And it was only a year old. But I was ready to release it in favor of the GMC. So there I was standing there watching the engine burned up. Each tire went boom, boom, boom. Finally, the fifth tire in the trunk went boom. Oh, my. And it was just a piece of melted metal. And it was certainly released. What a shame. What a beautiful car. Someone else could have used it. But again, I don't judge these things. I just release them. I release them. Now, they don't all have to be released in such a dramatic way as that. That's for sure. We can release things in a more genteel way, in a more harmonious way, if you will. But that was very definitely released because I had full value, full insurance coverage, full everything. And we never did find out why the fire started. But it went and it was gone and didn't hurt a thing. Everything was taken out of the car. There was one little thing I forgot. I had a little leather pouch in the glove compartment filled with change. And that was still there. And all the change melted together. And I gave that to my friend as a little memento of the beautiful car that we had. But these are surprises in life. These are the joys in life. Open up to them and do not be possessed by them, but be free of them and know that whatever is for your highest good at all times takes place. Whatever is going to make you happy takes place. And don't worry about what another person thinks or says or does, because they don't know the half of it of what you're going through and what you're doing. And what you're going through and what you're doing is not bad. It's just a busy, wonderful, active thing that you're doing. So let go and let the divine in you have a day. Have a wonderful time. This is what surprises are all about, letting them happen. I must tell this one little incident, which I've told before. I had a dear friend, Oscar Stalder, in Switzerland. And Oscar had a beautiful Jaguar. And he only used the Jaguar during beautiful spring weather. Well, one day in the winter, his young son backed the Jaguar out so that he could get his little motorbike out from in front of it. And in the process, Papa came roaring around the corner and pressed the button to open the garage door, and it was already open. And so it closed right on top of his Jaguar, crushing the Jaguar's ceiling to the floor. And he was not happy. But I always contend, don't save things, use them, enjoy them, participate in them. And I blessed Oscar with everything that was in my heart to enjoy everything that's in his heart. So today, let surprises come your way and delight in them and realize that that's just the beginning of a wonderful life. I love you and bless you.